The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Besechet Menachot is Daf Mem, and we are in the middle of the sugya of Tzitzit. And getting on now, yesterday we spoke about the question of the relationship of Tzemer and Pishtim. Actually, we brought a case yesterday, according to Rav, in which a person is going to be allowed to put in Tzemer and Pishtim even into a beged of silk, which is odd because that seems to be a blanket heter for even cases where it isn't necessary to have the kilayim. Today, we're going to see some very blatant contradictions to that whole approach. Tanu Rabba, Sadin Betzitzit. What would be the ruling? Remember that the Sadin, we had the use of the word Sadin Betzitzit before. A Sadin, by definition, is Pishtim, and generally speaking, it's Lovan, and therefore, even today, we pointed out, we still call our whites, we call them linens. And therefore, it would be the classic example of something that if you put in Techelet, it would be by definition kilayim, because it is made out of linen. And the Techelet is, again, by definition, it's not a color, it's a woolen thread dyed that color. And therefore, the question arises when it comes to a sadin, do you put in Techelet in the tzitzit? And we'll talk in a minute about the use of the word tzitzit in general here. Beit Shammai potrim, uBeit Hillel mechayvim. So Beit Shammai, now Rashi's approach is that Beit Shammai says it's patur from tzitzit because Beit Shammai is not dorish, the smuchin of the two psukim of gedilim ta'asaloch, which comes together with lo tilbashat, and it's temu pishtim yach, and then it's gedilim ta'asaloch. We darshan that to mean, and generally speaking, even those who aren't dorish smuchim, are Dore Smuchim in Mishneh Torah, where this pasuk occurs in Dvarim. Nonetheless, Beit Shammai, according to Rashi, is not Doresh this Smuchim, and he holds that Kilayim are not Mutter and Tzitzis. Therefore, if you would put in Kilayim, if you put in Tchelet, you would be over on the Yisr D'Oraita of Levishat Kilayim, and because of that, he ossered you to wear a Sadin with tzitzit. Now the question is, why doesn't it say it's asur? Why does it say it's patur? That's because Beit Shammai is referring to a case where you're not even going to wear it. As we're going to see, there's a machloket. According to Beit Shammai, even if the beged is in your drawer, it's chayav in tzitzit. Therefore, the issue cannot be your asur. I mean, a beged in a drawer is not asur in kilayim. But it means, since it cannot be included in the mitzvah of wearing tzitzit, it's not chayav to have tzitzit, at least in terms of the Techelet. Now the question is, why does it say tzitzit in general? I mean, it should just say bikilayim. The truth is that Rashi, that Tosis brings, indeed, apparently in his private writings, wrote that we're only talking about Techelet. Here, the Lashon of Rashi is not all that clear that that's what he means. He says, the ikar mitzvah tzitzit is Techelet, because that's where it says, the Betil Techelet. And Techelet, by definition, would be the Kilayim, and therefore referring to it as Tzitzit. Now, whether he means to say, as opposed to Tosis's quote, whether he means to say that really this is a Petur on the Tzitzit, because since Kilayim, I mean, since the, because of Kilayim, Techelet doesn't apply, Tzitzit doesn't apply, or whether he means to just explain the language. Why do we say tzitzit? Because kilayim is the yikar, tzitzit is not 100% clear. In any event, Tosfos learns the sugi very, very differently. But it isn't a question of whether we're doresh smuchim, and he shows that Beit Shammai certainly would agree that es is dochalosasa in general. And the problem over here, according to Tosfos, is that it's a gzera derabonon because of the chashash of wearing kilayim shelo b'moka mitzvahs, we'll see as we go along through the Gemara. Because of that, indeed, they said not to wear tzitzit in a beged of pishtim at all. And it really is tzitzit, totally tzitzit. How can the Rabbanan tell you not to wear tzitzit? because it's a shevi al ta'aser. Wearing the beged is not an act of antithesis to tzitzit. It's simply not putting them in, which is completely an inactive. It's a passive issue. And a passive issue, the rabbanon are able to tell you not to do. So because of the chashash of coming to kilayim, they answer it b'tzitzit entirely, according to Tosfot. And then that forces us to learn the entire sugya differently as we go on. But in any event, the question is whether we talk about the Uriah, the Rabbanan, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Beit Hillel are mechayev in tzitzit, because they hold that you're supposed to wear kilayim in the tzitzit. The halakha k'divrei Beit Hillel. Amar Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Tzadok. I don't understand. If that's what Beit Hillel says, and the halacha here is k'divrei Beit Hillel, as it is all over, how do you explain the fact that halokol amatil tchelet in sadino, it should say, b'Yerushalayim, someone who would wear tchelet in his linen sadin, which was the regular way of going around, basically a white talit.
A toga?
Well, I mean, it's like a talit, yeah. They would cover themselves with it. Inu elamin amatabim, they would call him a weirdo, just like today. What kind of crazy guy is this? He's going around wearing kilayim? So, I mean, if the halakha were like Beit Hillel, how could possibly they be looked at as strange if that was normative? Omar Rabi, the way to look at the question is not how do you explain the fact if the halakha were k'divrei Beit Hillel or if we're quoting Beit Hillel right. We are quoting Beit Hillel right. And the halakha is like Beit Hillel. And what we need to ask is something else. In Kein Lama Asruha, that's the question. Clearly, they had asered wearing a sadin b'tzitzit in Yerushalayim. Now, since halacha is Beit Hillel, that's got to be an iser d'rabbana. I mean, so why would they have made that iser? That's the way to look at it. And I'll tell you why. It's because of the she'in b'kiyin. It's because people don't know the din. Now, that seems to mean that we're afraid that if somebody comes out wearing tchelet, people will not realize that that's because there's a smuchin that says to be docha the iser kilayim, and there'll be mezalzel in the iser kilayim, and they'll say, well, I guess tchelet is not called kilayim. Or maybe they'll say it has to be the same begin. It's not considered to be kilayim if it's just tied in, and so on and so forth. Omar le rava baravchana le rava. Does that make sense to us or wearing tzitzit because people aren't bekiyim? For God's sake, get together 10 people and have them go out nafgalashuka wearing their tzitzit in their linen, and then mefarsim amilta, everybody will be aware of the fact. Can't be that everybody's crazy. Are you kidding? In Yerushalayim? Kosha came to Bitam Wallah. They'll say, wow, man, everybody's crazy. I thought it was only this guy. Now they'll say the whole world is nuts. You're talking about Yerushalayim. Somebody's going to learn something from somebody. So then you know what? Why not just go out and make an educational effort? Explain to people. Validra Shabbat Pirka. I mean, go out and tell people it's Nisik Kilayim. It's mutter to wear kilayim only in the case of tzitzit and so on. Whoever heard of such a thing? Giving up on a mitzvah of the Torah because people are ignorant. That's nuts. Must be that when we spoke about the question of it's being lama asruel afish en bekin, it must be a different issue. It's a issue of gzera mishum kala ilan. Because people are not bucky in the difference between tchelet and indigo, and they look exactly the same, and chemically they're the same. So therefore, people may indeed get confused, end up wearing tchelet that isn't really tchelet, putting wool into the beged of linen, and then they will be wearing shalom b'makom mitzvah, they will be wearing kilayim. So, let's say that it's tchelet in wool, and it isn't tchelet. So you're left with essentially white threads, you say. I mean, it doesn't matter that they're colored. But I thought we said yesterday that you're allowed to wear mixed wool and linen. I mean, according to Rav, you wear wool and linen even in a silk beged or cotton beged. So, I mean, what's the problem? I understand. It's still kelayim and tzitzit. And kelayim and tzitzit, the Torah was matir. Who cares what color the kelayim is? So what would be the problem of kala ilam? Ah, you see. But given the efsha b'minan, lo. Since it would be possible for you to get white threads that were made out of pishtim, and you could put them in your linen pishtim, which would not be kelayim, obviously, you cannot be docha the lotase where you're mistakenly putting in kala ilan, thinking it's tchelet, and walking around with shatnez. Why is that? Kidereish lakish, the amar reish lakish, kol makom shata motze ase vilota ase. Wherever you're faced with the problem of needing to do a mitzvah ase, which involves the dechia of an isur lota ase, im atayachol lekayem et shneihem mutav. If there's a way for you to be mekayem the ase without being over on the lota ase, then do so. Of course, over here, there is such a way. Use linen. But I need tchelet. Well, you don't have tchelet, buddy. You got indigo. So you better go back to wearing your linen. If you're turned on by indigo, go into one of these stores and it'll sell you an entirely indigo talit color. I mean, who cares? But don't put it in as wool. And only imlav, if there's no way to be mekayim it, then yavol asev yitchet lo taasev. Only then are you allowed. Since over here there's an option, they had to aser because of the fear that people would be wearing non-techelet, thinking it's techelet, and putting it into a linen baghead. They asered the whole business because, after all, they'll be over on an isrlotasa. Now, obviously, this is a complete contradiction to the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara yesterday was casually allowing you not only to put in extra, where you're putting in techelet, you could also put in lavan. It was made out of wool, which, I mean, there you could say, okay, maybe since you're already anyway wearing kelayim, what's the difference? There's more kelayim. But it also was matir wearing the tzemer and pishtim together in a cotton tzitzit, and that's ridiculous, according to this. I mean, what did you need to get involved in wearing kelayim for? So, of course, this is the most obvious contradiction between the steers. The most simple approach is the Rashba's approach, but not everybody agrees with it at all. And that is that the halacha of Reish Lakish is not a blanket halacha, it's a case-by-case halacha. In other words, when Reish Lakish says, im ata yachol lekayem, it means ata. So it's not a definition of the mitzvah. You're saying, theoretically, you could be mekayem the mitzvah of lavan in the linen by using linen. That's great, theoretically. I don't happen to have any linen. The only tzitzit I have is the tzitzit I bought, which are tzemer. So then, according to Reish Lakish, you would be allowed to use it, even according to Reish Lakish. Not even tchelet, lavan. If all you have is lavan, that's tzemer, you could put that tzemer in your pishtim. So then, we're talking about two different issues. Rava yesterday was talking about what would you be yotze with. And that's what Rashi was talking about, if you remember. He learned the whole sugya had nothing to do with kelayim. The sugya was talking about what threads potter what things. That's all. The issue of kelayim is a separate issue. He said, we're not talking about Tosis, learned the whole thing was referring to the question of being docha kelayim in the sugya. Okay, so here it seems very simple, the way Rashi was learning. We're talking about two different issues here. There we're talking about what potters. Tzemro pishtim pater, even tzemro pishtim together pater. Now, as to whether you're allowed to use tzemro pishtim, that depends on this Gemara, which we then understand is dependent on whether you have anything else available. Obviously, you can avoid the iser. And anyway, you don't have tchelet. You've only got kala ilan. So then avoid the iser. But if you couldn't, then we said yesterday you would lamaisa pater the sheet of linen by wearing it with wool threads, even if they're not tchelet. So we're ending up saying now that the reason that they asked it to be Yerushalayim was because they were afraid of kala ilan. As the Gemara, I don't understand. So why can't we have a hechsher? Philiptikua. We could always check out, you take a little sample, and there's chemical tests that the Gemara talk about later on, which even though the dye itself may be chemically exactly the same, there's obviously the base which it uses to attach molecularly to whatever it is that it's dyeing, which is, you're not talking about pure indigo, pure tehillet, and the process actually gives you a difference that is chemically detectable in terms of how tough it sticks in the dye.
Fastness,
color fastness. Yes, thank you. So, therefore, you could always take a small sample, dye something, check it. This is a rather complex test, as we'll see. And if you check it and it turns out to be tehillet, then you give the guy a hechsher. Now we know he's got tehillet. So I don't understand. Are we going to aser wearing a mitzvah? Let me make that a little bit clearer. The question over here is gezeira mishum ti'ima, the taste itself, meaning the test itself. The test itself passels whatever was in the container that you tested, because the tehillet cannot be used for anything else but the actual dye of the mitzvah. If you use that tehillet to dye a test piece, then that tehillet will become usur. Now, since that is not well known, anyway, we're going to be left with the problem, because then you can have people using the test remnants for dyeing tehillet. Okay, so for God's sake, all you're doing is you're pushing off ad infinitum the educational process of teaching people what the din is. You're telling me, so you need to let the dyers know about the din. So how are you going to get information to the dyers? It's very simple. The internet. And if they don't have internet access, you can send around Disky. So Lichtavaya Disky, you could just send them a CD. And then everybody puts it in, and they can actually see a YouTube video. Here's what you do when you dye tehillet, and we explain to them that that you can't use the leftovers and so on and so forth. I'm not choshed to people of selling junk, usually, if they're really selling tehillet. What? A disky like in Velisburg? You're going to rely on a disk? You know how lousy those things are? Half the places they come, they're defective. You can't rely on a disk. Now, actually, this is a question of disky means the letters that we send around. And who reads junk mail anyway? Can you imagine? Oh, no, a letter from those nuts in Yerushalayim again? Forget it. It's probably for money. So they throw it directly into the garbage pile. So we're going to be late of Velismo.
The circular file.
This is a truly contemporary.
So who is going to be reading these letters? Amar Rav, what kind of question is that? When it comes to Chometz Pesach, imagine that. When it comes to Chometz Pesach.
Always something.
So when it comes to Chametz Pesach and Yom Kippurim, Parshas Achrei Mos, I mean, after all, where you have an Isser Karet, how do you let people know when Pesach is, if you were Ma'aber Lashana? With Diski. How else are they going to know? They look it up on the internet. And that's an Isser Karet. And you're Semech on that. Some learn Yom Kippurim, Zanin got the Ibur HaShanah, because I mean, what do you need to be Semech on the disk? I mean, by that point, people have learned. But because there are times, theoretically, when you could be Ma'aber Elul, and then Yom Kippur will be a day later, like the whole story in the Mishnah. So because of that, we're going to be Semech only on Diske. And yet, even though it's an Isser Karet, we rely on it. So Sabchina not Diske. So over here, for this little issue, where it's an Asei B'Alma Lokoshkev, sure we're going to rely on a Diske. Now, this is a big problem because we are not talking about an assay. We're talking about it if we're learning that there's a problem of kilayim. We're talking about a lotas, obviously. It's not. It's true that mitzvah tzitzit is the assay, but I mean, but that's the ultimate impact. But I mean, in reality, if you're worried about the lotas, it should have said lotas. The Chazanish actually suggests that maybe it should say lotas, because that's the direct concern. Elo Amar Rava. Therefore, says Rava, look, you guys got it all wrong. It's not about the tehillet. It's not about the sample. It's not about the educational effort on the Tehillat line. It's something else. I thought this up myself, I got to tell you. Hamilta Amari, I said it. And then I heard that they actually had said this, V'itmar b'ma'arava mishum de Rabbi Zera kavati. It turns out that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zera was quoted as saying exactly what I said, but I want you to know, you heard it here first. And that is, Shema yikara sadino betok shalosh. We're worried that the guy's sadin, before he puts in the tzitzit, may get torn within 3 etzpaot of the corner. So he'll sew it up, and he'll make a little seam, so big deal. He may leave some pishtim hanging out of that seam, you see, and use them for tzitzit. V'atorah amra ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. You cannot use tzitzit that were not put into the beged for the purposes of tzitzit and that just end up hanging out of the beged because you use them to sew something into the beged. And since people will say, oh, looky, looky, I already have my tzitzit here, and they will rely on those tzitzit, and therefore the tzitzit will be pasul, and the guy won't realize they're pasul, and he'll add the tchelet, then you're going to have kelayim shelo b'makom mitzvah, and because of that, you'd be really in trouble. And indeed, we heard, natshara Rabbi Zera l'sadine, that Rabbi Zera, having worked out these halachas, took out the tzitzit from his own personal sadin, his linen, because of this problem, that he realized that what if people learn from this that they can wear tzitzit in a sadin, and since generally there were repairs on sadinim, would end up wearing shalom b'makom mitzvah. Rav Zera Amar, Gezera Nami Mishum Ksud Laila. Now this word Nami is an insertion, and it's meant to be there according to Rashi. Why do I say that? You'll notice that one is Rabbi Zera and one is Rav Zera. Now elsewhere, Rashi learns that those are the same people. And that while Rav Zera was in Bavel, since they didn't give smicha in Bavel, he was called Rav instead of Rabbi. But when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was called Rabbi. When he was in Bavel, he indeed held that there was a gezerah, as he says over here, a gezerah because of Ksut Laila, which we'll explain in a moment. But when he went to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what Rav was saying, I heard, like Rabbi Zera, Kavati, there, he was Rabbi Zera. Tosfos holds all over that these are two different people. Rav Zera in Bavel, Rabbi Zera in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's no word Nami, according to Tosfos. There's a different shita, in which Rav Zera says there's a Gezer Mishum Ksut Laila. Now, Ksut Laila is a major machlok that we'll be getting into later, whether it means a beged at night, or whether it means a beged that is meant to wear at night, so it's pajamas, or whether it means a beged that was meant to be, that either was meant to be worn at night, or is being worn at night. Those are the three shitot that we'll see later on. But whatever it is, suppose you wear this linen at night. And now it's shalom bizman mitzvah. This is about machlokes later on, lagabei v'chiyav of tzitzit balayla, and whether we learn out from uritemoto that this means it needs to be bizman rehiyah, or we use that for other dinim. And therefore, if you hold that ksut laila is potter from tzitzit, and this guy, Richie, watch out, Richie!
What happens when you fall asleep at the wheel?
Don't laugh. This is the day. So, in any event, we're worried that this guy's going to be sleeping under Kilayim, and it will be Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. The Omar Rava said, now that we're on the topic of you heard it here first, there were other things like that I want you to know, and there was another thing that I said, Hamil to Amre, and again, Rabbi Zera said, just like me, in Eretz Yisrael. And that was, and now at last we get to the sugya of the raincoat, except that the question of the raincoat man isn't here today.
That's okay. I'll sit in.
You'll sit in. All right. So we get to the question of the raincoat. So he shall beg it, uchenafeh shel or chayevet. Now, what we're taking for granted over here is that even if we learned before, remember what a machloket, whether beged in the context of tzitzit is only a beged of tzemru pishti, or whether we learn out from the riboy of, according to Rashi, ba beged, or according to Tosfos, o beged, any beged, there's a difference always in the Torah between a beged made out of material and a beged made out of leather. So we take for granted, it always says ba beged, o ba'or. That means that or is not considered to be a normal beged. A chutzpah. You'll notice it came in with David.
I got stung by a bee a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
How do you like that? Richie got up just for a bee sting. Maybe that. Maybe that's the solution. They are available, Richie, as you know. And so that means that at the very least, you need to have a woven type of cloth to be considered a beged for tzitzit. That, of course, is part of our issue about nylon. Mm-hmm. Now, the question here would be, suppose the main beged is made out of a regular material, but the corners of the beged are made out of plastic or wool, skin. So in that case, the chiddush over here that I am saying that Rabbi Zera said in Eretz Yisrael, like I said, is that you go according to the essence of the beged. And even though the tzitzit are put on the knaf of the beged, you would think, okay, then min knaf means that you look at the knaf. That is not the case. It's the knaf of the beged. And therefore, what is the determining factor is the beged itself. My time eker beged be'inan. Whereas Rav Chai, indeed, because of the stress on knaf, he always went according to the material of the knaf. If the knaf was a material that was chayev as the beged, you'd be chayev. And if not, you'd be patur. Omar Rava, Omar of Sechora, Omar of Huna. Let me tell you something else about this problem of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Well, we learned the ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui about the nature of the hatalat tzitzit themselves. You would put in thread to sew up the corner, and now pieces of thread were left after you sewed up the corner. That, you said, was ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, because ex post facto you decide that the tzitzit that were already in the beged as part of sewing it up have now become the tzitzit shel mitzvah. But we can extend that din to even a case where it was actually meant to be tzitzit, but those tzitzit were put in prematurely before there was a beged that was chayav in tzitzit. So let me tell you a case. You've got a beged that's got three corners. You put tzitzit in the three corners, and now you add a piece of cloth so that now the beged has four corners. Now you finish up the beged by putting in the fourth corner of tzitzit. And you say, looky, looky. And we say, no, that's not tzitzit. Because if itila bala shalosh vishalima li arba, it's psula mishum ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Because since at the time that you put in those tzitzit, they were not tzitzit, because this was not a beged of arba knafot. Therefore, when it becomes, the instant it becomes the beged of four knafot, it is already a beged mitsuyat, but that's ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. And therefore, it passively, your tzitzit, were passively turned into tzitzit. You didn't make tzitzit. So the time that you put them in, they weren't tzitzit. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Does it not say in the Braita that chassidim harishonim, that those who were really makpid in mitzvahs in the old days, kivan sh'arguba shalosh, the moment that they had gotten up to the point that there were three etzba'ot of material, so now they've got a shiur in which they could have put it in tzitzit. If the rest of the beged, which at this point is a virtual beged, would be completed, it would have been chayav in tzitzit. They immediately put in the trelis at that point. How to explain that? And they didn't explain it by saying chassidim, no big deal. Apparently these chassidim really knew what they were doing. Otherwise, ein amaretz chassid. And therefore, it would appear that there's no din of tasev alon min ha'asui. Richie!
And if they had not three corners, they would not be my tzitzit.
It appear that it's wrong to say that. Remember, this doesn't mean there's no din of tasev alon min ha'asui at all. We could support the first halacha, which was the hanging threads, because they weren't tzitzit at all initially. But over here, the intent was to put in tzitzit. It's just that the beged wasn't complete yet. So the extension of the din of tasev alon min ha'asui that you're claiming would have applied even to a case where you had a ba'alat shalosh and you were mashlimit, that is clearly wrong from this braita about the chassidim arishonim. Well, change that. It doesn't mean when they made three. It means when they got to within three. Kivan shepatz uba shalosh ayumatilin la techelet. When they were completing up to the point of shalosh, that means they were within the last three etzba'ot. So at this point, if the beged had been fully completed, it would be roy for the tzitzit. So here too, they didn't wait until it was fully completed because they're already chayav in tzitzit. Remember, if you hold that even tzitzit in your drawer, chayav in tzitzit. So then they didn't want to go a minute without tzitzit, so they put in the tzitzit and then completed it. And at that point, the tzitzit would be betok shalosh, so that here it was put in at the time that there was already a chiyuv, and it was l'shem tzitzit. And therefore, to call that tasev alon min ha'asui, when I finish up the entire beged, that's not called tasev alon min ha'asui. But ein achinami, the first two cases, where the first case, obviously, it was just a sewing thread, wasn't even meant for tzitzit. And the second case, where the beged bechlal wasn't the beged that was chayav in tzitzit, that would be tasev alon min ha'asui. But a beged that is a growing beged, that is already chayav in tzitzit at this point, that is not considered to be tasev alon min ha'asui. So even when it grows, and we say, but look, it's not the same beged, it doesn't matter. It's a beged that even now is chayav in tzitzit. Umi amrina tasev alon min ha'asui? Do we indeed say tasev alon min ha'asui in this extended fashion? V'omer Rebbe Zeira, hitil l'mutelet. Here's another example. You have a talit that already has tzitzit in it. You buy these beautiful new tzitzit, and before taking out your old tzitzit, you put in the new tzitzit. Now, when you put in the new tzitzit, you're putting it into a beged that is in chayav in tzitzit, because it already has tzitzit. And now, you will subsequently cut off your old tzitzit, and lo and behold, after you cut off your tzitzit, magically, you have tzitzit. Now that sounds like tasev alon min ha'asui, right? I mean, perhaps extended tasev alon min ha'asui, because after all, you did put it in for the purposes of tzitzit, but you put it into a beged that wasn't chayav in tzitzit, albeit because it already had tzitzit. The point is, I mean, it's an extension of the din. It's a type of beged that would be chayav in tzitzit if it didn't have tzitzit. It just already had tzitzit. So how can you look at these tzitzit as the tzitzit when you put them in, because they weren't tzitzit to pater beged, and now they're going to be ex post facto? Suddenly, we're going to turn it into a beged that retroactively was tzitzit. Isn't that tasev alon min ha'asui? And yet it says over there, hitila mutelet ksheira. Omar Rava, amen, you're missing the point over here. What is the ma'aseh of the siyata tzitzit? Huh? You think it's putting the tzitzit in? You can't even wear the beged if you wore it when it had double tzitzit in it. You'd be over on Baltosif. So obviously, that which makes the beged a beged that is suitable for tzitzit is the cutting off of the old tzitzit. So hashta bebaltosif koi. If you're telling me that up until the point that you cut it off, if you had intended that it be tzitzit, it would be usher to wear because you'd be over on baltosif. So then that means that the only thing that makes it the real tzitzit would be when you cut them off. That's the closing of the asiyah. Obviously, if it wouldn't have been asiyah, there wouldn't have been a baltosif. So this is the closing of the asiyah, and therefore it's not taseh v'lo min asui. Matki flor of papa. Now wait a minute. You're making a big assumption over here, Rava. Mimai de gaber lo sufika mechavein. In which case, baltosif leka, but maaseika. Who's to say that the man had in Kavanah, when he put it in, to add to it? He didn't mean to add to it. He had in mind to be mevatel the initial tzitzit, and to use only these tzitzit. Baltosif requires a kavana to add to the mitzvah. And here the man had no intention of adding to the mitzvah, in which case there would be no baltosif, and there would be only now the ma'aseh at that time. But the problem is, at that time, it was a ta'aseh, but it was already a sui. That's the problem. If retroactively you want to make that a ta'aseh, that's all really nice, but it was a sui automatically. So therefore, we cannot say, we're going to end here, because this next piece begins the next sugya. We cannot say that the issue over there is an extension of the Tas of Alumina Asui because of the issue of Baltosif. Okay, so we have here a machloket, basically how far to go with Tas of Alumina Asui. We have three different stages, really, in Tas of Alumina Asui here. The first stage is where the tzitzit themselves were just sewing threads, were b'chalal not tzitzit at the time of the Hatala and the Beged. The second stage we had.
Mm-hmm.
19K this time. It's not bad at all. Yeah. Does anybody have a slightly larger chip? But I'll diskeg like a melisma. The second case that we had was where the beged at the time that you put in the tzitzit was not a beged royal tzitzit. It only had three corners. Then you add. And the third level that we wanted to extend it to was where the beged was a beged that was royal tzitzit, but there were already tzitzit there. And then when we remove the tzitzit, can we view the asiyah as the asiyah of the tzitzit shal mitzvah? Or since there were already tzitziot of mitzvah, we wouldn't have called that ta'aseh. Aval hanotar on daf. We're holding on daf kuf chof amud aleph. The Mishnah said hanotar vazman vatamei shavin bezeh obezeh. So the halacha of notar and a boma ketana is still chal zman, which would mean lina, and tuma is still a halacha even on a boma ketana. Now, that's something of a chiddush, because we know there is no makom, there's no space psul in a bama ketana, maybe there's no time psul in a bama ketana. And that's the Gemara's concern today. Tan rabbanan, minayin lasot zman bebama ketana ki bebama gedola. How do we know that all of the time issues are equivalent in bama gedola to bama ketana, even though the space issues are not? I mean, because look, after all, the Torah did say, the Omar Torah, lan yisareif, v'yotzei yisareif. We find that there are two dinim of sreifa on kachim psulim. One has to do with violating space, which is yotzei. One has to do with violating time, which is lina, with their associated conscious issues of virtual space, virtual time, which is pigol, either shalo bizman or lo bimekomo. If yotze, by definition, is kosher babama, since there are no spatial limits on a bama ketana, then it stands to reason that there's no time limits on a Boma Ketana. And we should say that Aflan Kasher Bibama, and I don't understand why the Mishnah assumes that there are actually time constraints in a Boma Ketana. So there should be no Isser of Lina, Notar, Pigol of Zman. None of it should apply any more than Dinim of Space applied to it. Well, I mean, isn't it a Kal V'chomer without needing any further raya? It's a Kal V'chomer mi Ofot, isn't it? I mean, take a look at Ofot. By Ofot, Ein Hamum Posel Behem. We know that the halach is, as we saw many times, Tamut V'zachrut Ofot. The Ein Tamut V'zvachim, the Ein Tamut V'zachrut Ofot. And yet the halach over there is that Ofot are included, we learned before, in the Dinim of Pigol. And that's virtual Zman, in which case a virtual Zman passes, so actual Zman we found is dependent. The two are completely interdependent. And Zman posel behem. So if Koche Boma Ketana, where we already learned that even in a Boma Ketana.
Even in a Boma Ketana.
Even with the intonation.
12K. 12K. It's that that gives it away. It's the intonation, you see. If he would say it as if it were actual words rather than a song, I suspect maybe he really does know what he's talking about. So if we do have concern for a mum in a boma ketana, shamum posel behen, then koshikin, we should have concerns for zman. Where's zman posel behen? Yeah, but there's no comparison. Because by ofot, by definition, you're limited to kohanim. And anything that is done by a zar by ofot, I mean, take a look at this kohen's fingernail. Are you ready for Malika today? Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, you try a zar to do that, unless he's a member of the Beatles, he'll never have fingernails like that. And he would not be kosher to do Malika at all. And therefore, since ein hazar kosher behem, that might be the relationship to time might be the same thing that is causing the relationship to the kahuna. And therefore, in the case of the Boma Ketana, where there is no relationship to kahuna, there may indeed be no relationship to time, just as there's no relationship to space. Therefore, I question the Mishnah's assertion. Tomar b'Boma Ketana, shahazar kasherba. You know, I think people that sleep during the siyum should not be allowed to eat for the rest of the day. That should be the name.
B'chor or not.
B'chor or not.
No lunch at the hotel? Nothing?
Nothing. No lunch? That's it. Forget it.
Really up my sleeve. I heard the siyum already.
This rule didn't apply.
At least he doesn't think it's only this daf. Perhaps there will be no psul of zman on a Boma Ketana. Talmud lomar vizot torat zevach hashelamim lasot zman bebama ketana kizman bebama gedola. And therefore we need to know that whatever the limits are of zman, whether it's 2 days for the Shlamim, or whether it's 1 day for the Todah, whatever it is, and of course we have the special Shlamim that will be brought a little bit later today, which is the Zevach that's brought together with the Korban Pesach, Zevach Arba'asar, which is meant to be eaten, you know, there won't be enough Korban Pesach to go around for the big appetites, but we've got some extra Shlamim to fill the dishes tonight, Abba. You got a lot of people at that Seder, you know, I need a lot of Shlamim. And, okay, but that's, thank God we won't need a Boma Ketana. And Hardon Allah Parat Chatat V'slikala Mesechet Zivachim.
Rabbi, is it Mizot Torat Zevach Shlamim Mikol Makom? Kilo, what's the
direction? The Zot Torat, remember, gives us the same halachot. Whenever we say Mizot Torat, it's to be mashlim all of the various dinim to each other. And therefore, since this parsha is the parsha that talks about the zman of the shlamim and the zman of the todah, and it's coming to tell me that under any and all circumstances, these shiurim would apply, which includes Pigel in terms of Zman, then it's telling us Zot Tarat, whether it's here or whether it's anywhere else, all of these dinim are absolute as part of the definition of what a Zevach HaShlamim is. Of course, once we learn it from there, we learn it out as we do all dinim of Pigel and Zman, we learn from Shlamim, if you recall. Mokom, by definition, that's the meaning of the Bama Ketan. Let's try that again. Hadra lalach parat chatat uslikala mesechet zvachim. No, the slikala wasn't Balim Neder. The Hadra lalach was. Let's try that again. Hadra lalach parat chatat uslikala mesechet zvachim. Okay. There we go. Take three. Hadra lagam sagat zvachim va hadra galon da tan lagam sagat zvachim da ta galon no nit na sheminach sagat zvachim va lo tit na sheminan lo be amahaden va lo be alma deate hadra lagam sagat zvachim va hadra galon da tan lagam sagat zvachim da ta galon lo nit na sheminach sagat zvachim lo tit na sheminan lo be amahaden va lo be alma deate hadra lagam sagat zvachim va hadra galon דעתן הלך, מסכת זבחים ודעתך הלן, לא נתנשם מנך מסכת זבחים, ולא תתנשם מנן, לא בעלמה הדין, ולא בעלמה דעתי. ירצו בפניך אדוני אלוהינו, ולא יבותינו, שתהי תורתך ובנותינו בעולם הזה, ותהי אימנו לעולם הבא. חנינה בר פאפה, רמי בר פאפה, נחמה בר פאפה, אחוי בר פאפה, בבורי בר פאפה, רפר בר פאפה, רוחש בר פאפה, סורך בר פאפה, עדה בר פאפה, דרו בר פאפה. הרב נועד ונעלן את דברי תורתך בפינו וביות עמך בית ישראל ונהיה כולנו אנחנו וצאצאינו וצאצאי עמך בית ישראל כולנו יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך מאויבי תחכמני מצוותך כי לעולם אילי אילי ביטמים בחוקך למען לא יבוש לעולם לא ישכח פיקודך כיוון חייתני ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקך בודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולא יבותינו ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בטלים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים והם רצים. אנו רצים לחיילם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך. ירצו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת זבחים, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד ולמד לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו שלא תימוש התורה מפינו ומפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ויתקיים בנו, ויתעלך, תנחה אותך. ושוך בך, תשמור עליך, והקיצות הייתי שיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים. אורך ימים בימינה, ושמאלה עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום. דניאל לציור 30 תראה. זה סוף ה-30.
כזה
זה חג. אז אתה תגיד את הקדיש, אתה יכול? אני אגיד את זה איתך.
אולי סיכר שלך.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's a special kaddish. Special kaddish. It's the one that was said in the Beit HaKaron.
Gedol mitkadesh mei rabokeh Adu atid leitchadetav lachayim mitayim Lassaka lachayi alma ולמבני קרדת ירושלים ולשכבה לחולי בגבה ולמעקר ולחננו כבר מיער על הטבח ותנה נשמעי על יד רב וימליט פוש ובריך ונחותי ויקרי וחייפון ויובכון וחיי לכל בית ישראל והגלוב בזמן קריב אמרו אמן איש מאיר אבות מבורך מעולם ליומי המיות, יברך וישתבח, ויצהר, ויתרונן, ויתנצה, ויתדר, ויתלב, ויתלש, שמי לקוצר, ואלה במקום, ברכתה ושירתה, ושבקתה ונחמתה, אדם ירד מעולה, ויבוא אמן. עם ישראל אומר, רבנן, רב תמיליון, ויוקו תמילי תמיליון, יעקומן, יוסקים מרורי תעדי ויד רעדין, Kadishadi, Zivabalatar, Yatar, Yelahon, Ukon, Shamaraba, Kinava, Peace, Samaraka, Bay, Ayara, Bay, the Hero Kanami Kadam, who is a little bit of Kanami Kadam, Just because it was written here doesn't mean you have to switch to the Ashkenazic. We waited for you. Finished the whole thing. And then we're in, we didn't even get Rebbe Vatzalah. We want to make a little money at least today.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, we're on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. And Shavua Tov. Tana Rabban. Sadin b'tzitzit, Beit Shammai Potrin, u'Beit Hillel Mechayvim. V'halacha k'divrei Beit Hillel. The question over here is two very different ways of approaching the sugya. Sadin b'tzitzit, first of all, the Pash, this is referring to Pishtan. We use the word linen, even in modern languages. Linen means a sadin. The linen is a simple baguette, doesn't mean a sheet that you sleep on, but it's a simple baguette of four corners, which you can wrap yourself and sit, like a, what do they call it in English?
Shawl.
Yeah, a shawl type of affair. Now, if it's made out of pishtan, in order to be matil, trelis in it, by definition, you're going to be wearing tilayim. Beit Shammai says it's potter, which is strange, because what it should say, it's usser. I mean, if he holds that there's no heter of wearing tilayim but tzitzis, so then he should say that it's usser but tzitzis. And this is Rashi's approach, that indeed it's usser. The reason that he says it's potter is because we're going according to the Mandiyama who holds that tzitzis is a chova not on the wearer, and the wearer you could say usher, but it's a chova on the beged per se. So even if the beged is inside of a drawer, it's got to have tzitzis on it. Well, you can't say a beged is usher in Kalayim, it's only the levisha that's usher in Kalayim. Therefore, it uses the word potter, the tzitzis. Whereas Beis Hillel is Mechayev. So here Rashi learns that the problem is whether or not we darshan smuchim. Do we learn that Gedilin Tatsalot is in fact a heter of Kelayim B'tzitzis? So if Beis Shammai holds it, we're not very smuchim, so he learns that Kelayim B'tzitzis is Osir, and then maybe you can't put in Tcheles into your Sadim. Therefore, it would be usher to be wearing trelis inside a pishta. And Beis Hillel holds that you are chayev. And now, look, is like Beis Hillel. So Rashi. So, in other words, according to Rashi, there is a chiyuv of putting in tzitzis in your sadin, just not trelis in your sadin, because of the problem of kilayim. Now, Tosfos, first of all, Tosfos Tanya, there's no such thing as not being very smoking, because this is in Dvarim, and everybody is very smoking in the Mishnah Torah, and that was never an issue. So therefore, he learns, beautiful, okay, great, thank you. So he learns that actually, the question over here is whether there is a Yizera Aliba de Beit Shammai, not to wear tzitzis at all, which is why he says potter, because what he's saying is, the Rabbanan, in order to avoid a situation, which we will see later on, that could easily arise if someone is wearing tzelas with pishtim, it could easily arise a situation where that would be kilayim, and it would be, let's say it's nighttime. So when he's wearing a beged at time, it's not kilayim. So in order to avoid that, Beit Shammai answered the cloud. No, it's not stam not to wear tchelas, which everybody is meida, as we'll see. It turns out even Beit Hillel is meida. But what Beit Shammai was saying is, you shouldn't put it tzitzis bechalal into linen. And therefore, you would use the lashon of potter, because you can't say it's aser to put in, if you're going to put in pishtan tzitzis, you can't say that's aser. But you can say that it's potter. And the reason he made it potter was in order that people shouldn't, by accident, end up with tchelas, and then those tchelas would be shalom b'makom mitzvah, and it would be a problem of wearing shabbos. So it comes out a very big nafka mina in how we learn the sugya. The way Raj is learning the sugya, you still have to put in tzitzis if you're wearing linen, just not tchelas, a little bit of Beit Shammai. According to Tosfos, you don't put in tzitzis at all, a little bit of Beit Shammai. And this is a takana that we'll see later on that seems to have been accepted by everybody. So we'll see in a moment the way Tosfos is learning. Which would make an apkamina la halacha. In other words, if somebody, Lamaisa has tzitzis for vega that's made out of linen, should he or should he not put in tzitzis? Now Lamaisa, I mean, there's a lot of discussion in halacha Lamaisa about this, since the Rif says that there actually is a chiyuv of wearing tzitzis, just not tchelas. And it was the chumah that we'll see later on that people accepted. Because according to him, you should even be mevarech on your tzitzis. Question of whether one should be mevarech or not, I mean, the Ramah seems to say no. And the shaila of whether you should wear tzitzis in a place where that's the normal beged, it seems to be accepted, but if there's no other way that you're going to wear tzitzis except in the Pishtan, okay, fine, in order not to forget the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's kedai to wear tzitzis in your linen. That's what everybody's wearing. But the shaila of whether one should be mevorach on them is already a bigger question. It's, for my sense, it should end up being a suffix broch. Omar Rav Eliezer, Rav Tzadok. V'halo kolam nafil tchelet Yerushalayim eino ela min amatmiim. I don't get it. The fact is that if anyone would wear kelayim or tchelas in his tzitzis in a beged of pishtim in Yerushalayim, people would look at him like he's crazy because he's wearing kelayim. I thought you said that halacha is kedivrei Beis Hillel, and you do wear kelayim in your pishtim.
So why are people tamei?
Yeah, I mean, why isn't that the norm? My Rebbe in Kein Lamas, if in fact halacha is like Beis Hillel, so why did they say in Yerushalayim that you shouldn't wear it? L'vishen b'ki'in. Because the problem is that over there the people were not b'ki'in, they were worried people will see that you're wearing kelayim. It's obvious that it's kelayim, because you can see that he's wearing linen and he's wearing tchelet. So because of that, they'll say, so apparently there's no iser of kelayim. Maybe this linen is okay with
the linen. And
they won't understand it's daf ketzitzis. Amalei Rava, Barav Chana, Rava, I don't understand. What do you mean they won't understand? So teach them. I mean, Lirma Be'atzara will look like. Why don't we take 10 people out there, take them out, Nafla Shuka, when you want there to be a psak halacha, people know, so you say it for Rambam, and there's 10 people there, and the word gets out. I mean, why would they learn the wrong thing from it? I mean, so you're saying it's been a matzmim. I mean, why is it matzmim? You could say, look, we're doing this on purpose because that's the din. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. The halacha is that the Torah was matzer. Of course, take the matamalilun. I understand. So then they'll for sure say you're crazy. You know, not only you're doing it, because you're not Amharic, you also think it's mutter. It's Tanya Mishrimi. So what are you supposed to do? Oh, come on. So then leave your Shavuot Pirka. So educate people. Go out and be dorshin in the drosha that you give Barabin on the Yomim Tevim during the Kala time, and show them the Psukim, explain the Gemaras, talk about the Esoteric Halachos in general, and talk about the way in which there seems to be a heter, a complete heter when it comes to tzitzis of kelayim. I mean, I understand. That's true. So the real reason is gzeira mishum kala iman. Gzeira is that we're afraid that if people wear tchelas, it may not really be tchelas. It may be indigo.
Why would they do that?
What do you mean? It's cheap.
I don't understand, but why would I mean, to be more the halacha than it, kelei ilan is us. I mean,
but what do you mean? It's all types of ersatz kelis on the market.
So this let the buyer.
Well, we'll see. We'll get into that. So we're afraid that it's not kelis, and it's not kelis. Then it's tamer.
End up being over.
And it'll end up being over, and the guy thinks he's wearing trailers, but he isn't. I understand. So what would be so bad about that? So lo yeyel lavan. So fine. So you're saying okay. So it's not trailers. Fine. So it's semer. No. But we said yesterday that semer and pishtim is mutter when it comes to tzitzis. We said you can even use semer in your pishtim or pishtim in your semer threads. I mean, certainly no need for pishtim in your semer threads. So if this is lavan, so let it be lavan. No? Fine, so it's not chelos. But given the efshar b'minam lo. Of course, here is the question, so how do we learn the sugya before? Since it's possible that you could be mekayim the mitzvah without being over on kelayim, therefore, you're not allowed to do it through a way in which you are being over kelayim. Kiddereish lakish. The Omer Reish Lakish, kol makom shatam otzei aseh velo taaseh, wherever you have both a mitzvah aseh and an iser, im atayachol akayem et shneihem mutav, v'im lav yavo aseh v'yitche et lo taaseh. If not, then the way that you have to do it is by just being makayim et shneihem, unless you have no choice. If you have no choice, but here you have a choice. So since there's a choice, how can you go around using Kala Ilan, which is Semer, in Pishtim, when you could just as well have used Pishtim? So of course, before we said that it doesn't matter, and that it's actually Hetzer, right? Because even the Tzitzis themselves could be... Okay, so, I mean, we could say that there's an Afkamina that, what we said before, is that you can use Pishtim in Semer. It's talking about Dafka where there is Techelas. In other words, since Techelas itself is necessary for Pishtim, so Mimela, you can already use Pishtim as your lavan in the Tzemer with the Techelas, because where there's Techelas, it's Dafka. But over here, where there is no Techelas at all, so maybe it's not, there's no din Bechlal of Techia. Or, what we could say, is midiraisa indeed it's mutter. And I read to you the Rambam earlier, who said, min hadin, no, as far as the Ikra Lok is concerned, midiraisa, unakinami, you should be allowed to be matil pishtan in Samar, even though it's not necessary. But, and then he brings it in a Reish Lakish, but, since it's actually Kaim Shneyan, so in other words, apparently he's learning the way Thesis gives over here as a second option, which is that what is meant over that midiraisa in a finami, it's hutra, it's not tchuya. So there's no problem with klal of tzemer and pishtim together when it comes to tzitzis. It's just that the Rabbanan said that since in a case where it is tchuya, you can't be doyche by something that isn't absolutely necessary for the kiyum. So maybe we apply that over here as well. But the truth is, as the Rambam says, Mikra did, it should be perfectly all right without any second thoughts.
So without Tefelish and Makayim, the Din D'oraisa for Tzitzis?
Well, that was enough focus, Rabbi and Rabbona.
Well, it's Ma'akiv or not?
Yeah, if the Tefelish is Ma'akiv, it's on love, huh?
Honestly, they're not.
Oh, no, but the way Tefelish is learning, so me saying Mamela, you're not going to put in anything.
Right.
In other words, Tosfos even suggests that maybe that's true according to Rashi as well. Because Rashi says the whole issue over here is, shall I put in Tchelas? If the Gzera is don't put in Tchelas, then if you're like Rebbe, Lamaitre, you're saying it's part of a Tzitzis, because there's no way to be able to your Tzitzis, because it's Tchelas is not.
So you're not Mekayem Shneihem. Right? Because you're not being kind of Mrs. Tzitzis, or is it you're
here?
Yes, here.
Yeah, in Okinami, that he points that out. So if that's the case, then you're back to where you started from, so then you should say that it is that. Right. Just his answer to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, says the Gemara, I don't understand. As David pointed out, if that's the problem, then why don't we just make sure that people buy Kilayim, Tchelas, and not Kalayima? You're saying the whole problem is that the buyers are going to end up buying non-Tchelas, and they'll be wearing Kilayim Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah, and we're making a takana, therefore it's better not to buy. Why better not to buy? Better to check it out. Now there's two approaches to this. Rashi learns. Rashi learns, why don't we make that product to check it out in general? In other words, what we should say is that all manufacturers or sellers of trailers have to go through checks all the time. Yeah. Tosis learns, and there's another Lushan in Rashi as well that he brings, which is check the tzitzis that you have, and we'll see later on how it is that you can check. And there's two approaches to the answer as well, therefore. Answers the Gemara, Gzera Mishum Ti'ima. So according to the first shot, that means if we end up making a takana, that we have to check everything, we're going to end up ruining the tailors. Because all the customers are going to end up demanding a test. In order to do a test, you have to take out a little bit of tchelas and dip material into it. The problem is, it's expensive. If you pour back the material, the remaining dye stuff, as we'll see later on, you're going to possibly the entire container.
But why would you pour it back?
Because it's going to save you money.
But you can't.
Oh, you can't dip directly
in
money.
You're not allowed to pour it back.
But people don't know. They'll pour it back. Well, you know what? I don't care. So they'll pour it back. If everybody's playing games with tests, so the end result is you're gonna ruin more than you're gonna accomplish, because all the real tests will be ruined. Because if you pour something back that has been used for testing, or you dip something in the vat other than your tzitzis, then it's possible.
Couldn't you just get the
citizens
in and
make
the
citizens
out
why
of that
the
problem?
Right.
Why the problem?
That we'll see later on. It's one of the dots. Or the other pshat, in which it says, test your own citizens. The Gemara's answer then is, Gzera Mishum Te'ima, is that there's no way to test it. Because even if it's Trelas, how do you know it wasn't Trelas that was ruined through Te'ima? Well, so even if you find out that it's Trelas, it doesn't make any difference, right? That, there's no way to test, because maybe somebody else ruined it by dying with it. So Mimela, there is no test. That would be the other approach. Says, can't we tell people not to do that? I mean, we could send out letters, couldn't we? Well, let's develop disk. I mean, we could send out computer disks, and everybody would have that. And you would see. Says the Gemara, disk, lake, and ballista. Well, you're going to rely on a disk. They fail all the time. You can't possibly rely on it.
What are these, really?
They're letters. Little letters. Notification letters. Right?
That's
not samples. But,
No. That's used as samples also. Because they're little squares. Mm-hmm. So.
Are we saying the disk here is a sample?
No. So why don't we just send letters out to all the manufacturers? And tell the manufacturers that you have to be careful about this, right? Says the Gemara, what do you mean we're going to rely on people reading letters and knowing what's going on? I mean, Adiske Lakum Valisma, we should rely on that? Well, they pay attention, it's junk mail as far as they're concerned. Right? It goes right into the garbage. Oh, my Rava says, Rava, what are you talking about? Oh, this is a test. You're not keep worrying. If you need to notify people when Pesach is, or you need to notify people when Yom Kippur is, so you're telling them when Rosh Chodesh comes out, right? How do you let them know? I mean, you let them know with letters. So, and you're saying that Lamais, there you're talking about an Issa Karas. People are going to eat Chametz on Pesach, or people are going to do Malach on Yom Kippurim. And we rely, we're going to change the date, and we're going to send out letters and tell them, you should know that Pesach this year falls out on Monday, not on Sunday, right? Now, how can we do that? Why don't we say, what do you mean? People are going to read letters? They're going to send up on letters? I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, obviously we do rely on things. That's talking about Issachar. So if we rely on Issachar, something like that, this game, Halk over here, where the question is just to be b'kayim your mitzvah properly. So it's an asay, essentially, we're talking about over here. So it's an asay b'amalo koshkin. Why wouldn't we be saying this on the diski that people should know that what's kosher tchelis? I don't get it.
So you're saying you have to make it yourself, each person, because otherwise you can't be so much on anyone?
Sorry, but I have no idea how one reached that conclusion to be able to discuss it at all. It's like off the wall.
Alright,
so think about it again. When you figure out where you got the conclusion from, I'll be happy to address it.
We couldn't have given this industry to God-fearing Jews to do.
I mean, you're talking about something that's in every little town and every nook and cranny. I mean, people, people are going to bring in trailers, they're going to buy it, going to use it to die and not know what they're doing. As a matter of fact, Rashi says that's the reason that we couldn't ask over here Lidushay but Pirkei. Because since you're talking about little, you're talking about Kvarim all over, it's like, so wait, it's not Shaksay Lidushay but Pirkei. So now, Rava says, I'll tell you. I want you to know I said this pshat all on my own. And then I heard that in Eretz Yisrael they're saying this, indeed in the name of Rabbi Zera, but I figured it out on my own. And Rabbi Zera Kavasi. And what they said was very cautious. Shema Yikara Sadino Betok Shlosha. V'yitkarenu. V'torah Amra Ta'aseh. V'lo Menasui. I'll tell you the pshat is that the chashash is that even if the guy is wearing kosher tefillah, and there's no problem with Kala Ilan, it is certainly possible for him to be wearing non-kosher tzitzis because he's wearing now a talit that got torn, and in having gotten torn, he sewed it back together, and then there's a pagam of tassif al-manasi. So he'll be wearing kalayim shalom b'makom mitzvah. And therefore, I said, because of that gezeira of this problem, so we can't let you wear tefillos. Now, all right, first of all, let's go back and see the other question over here. Are we referring only to the question of the sadin, or does this work and kalayim in all issues? If Lamaisa, the problem over here is the way Rashi was understanding that it's that according to Beit Shammai is pottering the tzitzis because he doesn't hold of smuchim, then he would potter also. He would say anyway that it's usher to wear kilayim on any level in tzitzis, right? So in other words, it would mean wherever you would have kilayim of any type. I mean, in other words, we were matir before. The way Rashi is learning, everything that we were matir before, where we said if you have tzemer, you can also put in pishtan into your, and have pishtan and tzemer together, because anyway you have tchelas. And tchelas is mutter b'mokum kilayim. None of that applies according to Beit Shammai, right? So this is only a question of the sadin and tchelas. It would be vice versa as well. That means you could never be wearing according to Beit Shammai. It's another big nafkamina. According to Tosfos, it says, well, naturally, dash and smuchim. There's no machlokas about smuchim. We're only talking about the gezeira over here. And since the sadin is always going to be a problem with kilayim, so there was a tour of sadin because of that gezeira. This is not an application to all cases of tzemus.
This gezeira?
Whatever the Gzeira is. In other words, we'll see that there's more. But since you're always going to have a problem when you're wearing a sadin, always have kilayim, because there's no way to have a sadin that doesn't have kilayim. So what they did was, because you have to have kilayim.
But if you did without
what do you mean it's not an issue? It is an issue. The tour over here was completely from tzitzis because of the fact that if you make the tzitzis right, you're going to have kilayim, which is not true on Semer. So we made a takona over here, according to Tosfos, not to wear tzitzis in your beged at all, where it's a sadin, because the sadin is likely to come to a problem of kilayim. That's a very far-fetched chashash that we're talking about over here. Because we're saying, well, look, since if he's wearing a sari, he puts in tzitzis, he's undoubtedly going to put in tefillos. If he's doing the mitzvah gilgamesh. And then there may be a situation in which, according to Rava's explanation, what's the other explanation? According to Rava's explanation, he's not allowed to be wearing the kilayim, because when Maisa his tzitzis weren't kosher, because he had torn the baguette. There's the question exactly what the issue is in tearing the baguette. Is it a reconstruction of a baguette and sewing back together the piece? That indeed is possible, luminosity. Is it a problem of having sewed up the baguette and now put on another piece? And it's not talking about where there were tzitzis already, which this is how Rashi learns. And the chashash is that he'll leave in threads that he sewed in the baguette.
That are wool?
No, we'll leave them in the set, the threads that he used to sew it up with.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it is, that's the problem. Because Rashi learns that that's what Tassel Lamanos is referring to, because those threads, he'll end up using those threads for his tzitzis, were not put into the baguette for tzitzis. So Tosfos says that's not a problem with Tassel Lamanos, that's a problem of Shalom Lishma. There's the Hatzalah with Shalom Lishma, the Tfil with Shalom Lishma, whatever you're saying. But why would the Gemara call that Tasa Voluminosity? So I noticed that the process would be that the word since it's begator, you re-sewed the begat, and now you've got the corners that were there from before, but Lamaisa were in the interim were not tzitzis.
Maybe
so you made so, yeah.
This is like, oh.
Yeah. Indeed. You're okay. And Rabbi Zeira said that's exactly what Rabbi Zeira was quoted as saying. And the fact is, this came from an actual mice of Rabbi Zeira, and that's why they quoted him, because what he did is he took off his scissors from his sadin. So Rabbi Zeira was sure of Rabbi Zeira was sadinic. Rabbi Zeira took the scissors out of his sadin. And his logic was that for this, and the truth is he justified it on another basis. He said that there's also another problem over here. Gzeira nami mishum ksus laila. There's a problem with ksus laila, you see. Because if laila is lavzman tzitzis, so then the sadin that you're wearing is shatnas. So if it's a din, again, we'll see later on, this is about chlokus, about whether it's the ksus per se or whether it's the time.
But time?
With the time. In other words, if you're wearing tzitzis and now it turns night on you,
right,
then you're not being the kind of mitzvah, but you're wearing kalayim shalom b'makom mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
so
it depends on whether it was during the day when it was zman mitzvah.
When it was my mitzvah. So therefore he said, okay, so well, I mean, if you how can you do that? Okay, the ksus, the lush of ksus laila, is that it's a din in the ksus. So pajamas are not chayiv in tzitzis. So if somebody would put tzitzis in his pajamas, and then he would wear his pajamas, whether it's v'yom or b'layla, then he would be wearing, since that's normally made out of linen, that's something, so the male he would be over on kilayim. So there were two, basically two issues.
So is layla generally made of krishna?
Yeah, I mean, any sadin was made of krishna.
But that's when we speak of ksos laila, is it
the hanukkah
that is
krishna? No, ksos laila could be anything. He's just saying that when, if it would be krishna, it's ksos laila, then we, so because of that, we're asking sadinim. Okay, so there's two reasons that we have, therefore. The Yom Rava said, Rava, by the way, mentioning things that Rabbi Zera said, like me and Eric Straw, I just want you to know there's something else also. I said something else that they quoted in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Zera, which is that if you have a beggar that is made out of two separate components, so let's say you have a beggar which is he shall beggar, uchnafeh shall or. Interesting, because this, we do this sometimes for effect.
Mm-hmm.
You have a cloth beggar, and the tzus, the knafot of the baguette are leather. So leather is not chayav in tzitzis. So the shaila is, how do we look at that? Is that considered to be a baguette, or is it considered to be or? What I tined was that if it's mixed in the way that the main beged is made out of beged, so then it's chayiv. But the other way around, if you have a leather kind of jacket and you put on knafayim, a beged, then it's potter. And my logic is, my time of ikar beged, you know. You go according to what is defined as the ikar beged. Rav Akoi, whereas Rav Akoi argues on this, and Rav Akoi, in fact, was Ozil Basar Knaf. He says that, no, since the Torah was Mechayev Knaf, so then if the Knaf is Beged, then you're Chayev, but if the Knaf is Or, then you're Potter, because we learned that before Mina Knaf. Omar Rav Sechayim Ravuna. He Tila Balak Shalosh. So you originally had a triangular Beged. You put scissors in this triangular bedroom, and now you added a piece to make it out into a four-cornered bedroom.
You put three scissors on a three-cornered bedroom. On a three-cornered bedroom.
Not tired. Now you were mashrim li'arba, and now you want to put scissors on the fourth corner. It's possible. Mishum Tah said, Laman Asui, over here, there needs to be an asiya, b'shaskiyiv, and over here, what was done not as scissors, because when you put it in, it was b'chol ha'chayim, it is a beged of shalosh, is not a fiat. It's a Gemara, but I thought that it says b'feresh, meisvei, chasidim ha'rishonim, kivan she'argu b'shalosheh, matim ha'tfeles. It says that the chasidim ha'rishonim were machmer on themselves, that as soon as they even before they finished the beged, they finished three quarters of the beged, and they're now continuing to knit the sweater, say. They already put, they didn't want to have a beged b'chlal without tzitzis. They already put the tzitzis on the beged before they were mired. According to this, it would be possible. And it's not, and we hold that up as a model of behavior. No. That's not what it means. First of all, that's what it meant. So why three? I mean, why not one? I mean, why not as you make it? So, why do you think that that's what it means? Ema, what it should say is, Kivan shepatsu, as once they got into the shooting range, so to speak, of the shear, of the shalosh, I suppose, of the corner, or probably the tzia is really not the right word for the knitting in this case. Probably the girsa over here, the shita, shebitzu. Yeah, as once they've already finish the beged up to shalosh etzpos, which is the place in which you now have a chiyev within shalosh etzpos.
The beged is 3x3.
No. Within shalosh etzpos of the knaf.
Of what will be the knaf?
Yeah. So there already you have a chiyev. Which beats uva shlosha hayu matilim batchelis is what it means. When you got within three etzpos of what will be the end of the beged. So now that's where you can be matzil.
So they already put it in.
So they already put it in.
Even though they don't have the corner yet.
They have the corner. It's just shorter than it will be.
And that's
and
not
you make it longer. And that's not a problem because l'maisa it's within shalosh. So within shalosh anyway, it's mutter, right? So you're going to have the tzitzis, but talk shalosh up the completed beged, which is the way it should be.
Before the beged is finished.
Yeah, since they have, technically, they have a completed beged, and the tzitzis that they put in now will remain kosher as they, obviously not going to keep putting in tzitzis every time they add another line of a, right? Okay, but so they say, okay, now already within the finishing range, and these tzitzis will be kosher as we continue to finish it, but it's tzitzis now.
Is the reason why demon kind of thing?
Yeah. Could be more than that. It could be if you hold it, it's a thief and exus. Now the exus is already gone.
And why would they only put in three instead of four?
They didn't put in only. Whoever gave you that idea, they put in three instead of four.
Did you say that?
I don't know. So they're obviously they put it in all four corners. So I think tomorrow, now wait a minute. You're saying there's a thing of Tassim and Omino Asri? Yeah, me and Tassim and Omino Asri, is that true? It's Rabbi Zera himself who said that he teal the mutelet chira. If you put in tzitzis into a beged that already has tzitzis, and then you cut off the other tzitzis, it's okay. Now, I don't get how could it be okay? At the time that you put in the tzitzis, those tzitzis were not a fiat. So therefore they didn't have a din of tzitzis. Now you're going to cut out the old tzitzis, and now you've got new tzitzis. But those new tzitzis are tzitzis of Laman HaAsur. Because they only became tzitzis when you cut the other tzitzis.
One by one.
No, not one by one. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. Four by four. Whatever the case is. So he told Mutelas. So apparently there's no din of Tasa Voluminous. Or my Rava says, Rava, I'm telling you the chap of a year according to the Rama. Because it just, the whole thing just makes so much more sense. Okay? And so on my Rava, Ashta the Baltosif Koi, Maisa Mohavi. Says, well, what do you mean? On the contrary, the point of it here is there is a din of Tasim Lomanasim. Over here, the reason that it's kosher is because when you make these new tzitzis, it's considered to be an Isra Baltosif, isn't it? Okay, so if it's an Isra Baltosif, you can't say that it doesn't have a shame of Asiya on the tzitzis, can you? If it doesn't have a shame of Atsiyah Tzitzis, how can it be Mechayev Yom Baltosif? So it obviously is Atsiyah Tzitzis. Fine. So it was an answer. You were over. But the bottom line is that you have kosher Tzitzis here. Mm-hmm. So since Legabe, the din of Baltosif, is considered to be a Maisa, it's considered to be a Maisa, Legabe this as well. Okay, this is the sound of Rambam understands this again. Mafi or a Papa. Papa says, what do you have to come to say that you're over on Baltosif? That's the reason. Who says that the man's intent over here was to add tzitzis? Maybe his intent was to replace the tzitzis. And all he wants to do is to be, he doesn't want his beggar to be without, mm-hmm. without tzitzis. So he starts the new tzitzis, thinking that at the moment that it's finished, the kashrus, the tzitzis, he'll tear out the other tzitzis. There are certainly no tzitzis. No problem of tzitzis v'lo min ha'osur. And in fact, as Tosafot points out, even according to Mandi Amar, who holds that you're over on Lotosif, even without a kavana specifically for the mitzvah, but he certainly has made that if your kavana was to be levat of the original tzitzis, you're not being mitzvah. Your whole intent is to make sure there is one good pair of tzitzis here. So how could you call that baltosif? So in the Mela, you have, therefore, a perfectly valid Maisa here. So there's no baltosif leka, Maisa yika. So you're left without a problem of baltosif tzichlal. You're left with a perfectly kosher asiyah tzitzis. Because as you made these tzitzis, you're mevatel the other tzitzis. And that's all that Reb Zeir was pointing out. All he was trying to say was, there's no problem of putting tzitzis into a beggar that has tzitzis as long as you're replacing the other tzitzis. That's all that he meant to say. But in a case where there was a problem of passive luminosity, of course he would be moda, that that's no good. Now there's another strange thing that he said. Was Amrib, which would mean, by the way, this again according to what Imam is learning, that either way the tzitzis would be kosher. Whether you were over on Baltosif or whether you weren't over on Baltosif, if you're over on Baltosif, it's a Maisa. So it would be, okay, again, there's different ways of learning the Sugya, but I think that the Lashon of the Sugya adds up beautifully this way, you know, to say the Lashon Tema, because that's the norm when you say Hashta. Although the Shita takes out the word Hashta. When you say Hashta, it's always a Lashon Tmiya. Mm-hmm. If there's a Chiyah Bata, there shouldn't be a Chiyah, there shouldn't be a Din of Maisa. Now, another thing that Rabbi Zera said is that. If there is Bal Tosif, then there's no Tosif, then it's perfectly good Asiya. Another strange thing that he said was that Tchelas ain't by Mishum Kalayim. There's no Kalayim Afilu B'Talas Petura. Even though the talus was potter and not tzitzit. Now this sentence is crazy, and this is what we've been talking about all along here. Is that we've got a problem with Reb Zeira himself, who made the problem. He said, I'm not going to put any tzitzit in my sardinian, because I'm going to come to a matzah where the talus is potter and not tzitzit, I'm going to be wearing kalayim. How could Reb Zeira have said such a thing? That there's no issue of kalayim and tzitzit even when the talus is a kalayim and tzitzit. That's crazy. So the Gemara asks, my talus, what exactly are you referring to? Eli Medeles Beishiura, are you saying that talents is too small to be Machai of you in tzitzis? What is the correct shear that's Machai of you in tzitzis? Latanya. Talit shakatan mitkasebo rosho grubo. A talit that is large enough for a young child to be fully clothed in it. And Hagadol Yoseba, large enough to be Mechatzah Rosh of a Ruba of the cotton, then even if the girl with the Yotzba Roy would be Potter, but that's the shear. Now, the critical words for us is, V'chein Le'ini Kalayim. And that's true about Kalayim as well. And we ask, what do you mean? Bavina Ba. My V'chein Le'ini Kalayim, meaning what? Ilema V'chein Le'ini Surah de Kalayim? Are we saying that you're allowed to wear a beged
smaller
than that, even if it's Shabbos? So if it's just like a scarf, let's say, you're certainly not going to walk outdoors wearing only a scarf. So over there, you'd be mutter to wear kalayim? No, that's not true. V'anatzlan ain arai b'kalayim. It's the parish in the Mishnah. There's no din of arai b'kalayim of saying, since I wouldn't normally wear this as a bedhead, so it's okay. It's too small of a shear. Any amount of kalayim is us.
We don't, Rabisha
is not. Not only Derech Rabisha. Mm-hmm. We learn that two different things. And the Gemara talks about why one.
So even if it's small.
Yeah.
Pardon me. There seems to be. I'm just trying to understand. I can't picture the size of a cloth that would cover a child adequately, and an adult would possibly fit into to use even Derech Arai. I can't picture it. I'm sorry. How big is that?
As the Chazon Ish. Whatever it is, those are the basis of the Shia.
Doesn't that sound like quite a large disparity? Child covering and an adult.
Child covering Rosho Verubo?
That's what I'm trying to understand. So,
it's a
tough.
Is it how big of a child?
Okay, that's what we have to talk about, which we will. And we get the issue. So now, it can't mean that you're going to wear a scarf that's Kalai. Okay, this is the Ferish Nahag in the Mishnah. So we said over there, the owner of Nachman Yitzchak, what it means is, V'chein inyan sadin betzitzit. That the meaning of V'chein inyan kelayim is that if you're going to wear kelayim in your tzitzis, you better darn make sure that they're large enough to be a chiyah. Because if they're not a chiyah, and it's a beggar that's a talib, and that tzitzit is going to be wearing shabbos. So how could Rabbi Seir think just the opposite? It's okay to wear kalayim even if the talis is put. Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the bryson. Mm-hmm. It's to tell me you cannot wear kalayim if the talis isn't tight. So what was he referring to? Elamai peturam. What was meant by it's okay to wear kalayim and a talis that's peturim and not tzitzis is referring to hitir lemutelet. And it means that now you go ahead, you put in now new tzitzis with kilayim into a beged that had tzitzis before. So when I said it was potter minat tzitzis.
So now there were presently tzitzis in it.
Is it presently had tzitzis? Case we had a moment ago. It's presently tzitzis in it. You put in a new pair of tzitzis without removing the old pair of tzitzis. So now you have maximum mutelis. You have unnecessary kilayim. Says Rebbe Zeir, it's still okay. Why? For the same reason that he said it a moment ago. That if you're putting in tzitzis to be mevatel the old tzitzis, so the same way that he said, those are kosher tzitzis. Okay, then that's the same point. Those are kosher tzitzis, mamele, even though they're made out of kelayim, it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a different way of stating the same exact halacha that he said a moment ago. Well, if that's the case, why say it twice? So, no, I'm not Rabbi Zeir Chavazim. Isn't that exactly what Rabbi Zeir said? Essentially, he's just repeating in different words the idea that if your matzo new tzitzis into a talit that's mitzuyetzes, then it's okay. So here you're saying, it's okay with regard to the hechsher of tzitzis. Here you're saying, it's okay even though it's kilayim. Well, obviously, if it's kosher tzitzis, it's kosher even if it's kilayim. So what is he adding over here? And says, Gemara chodach miklal chadberta itzmah. It's not that he said them separately. It's that someone made the necessary implication in his mind and quoted it in Rebbe Zeir's name. In other words, what Rebbe Zeir had said was that original mimer, that he to the mutelis shera. So someone pointed out, oh, so according to Rebbe Zeira, if you put kilayim into a tzitzis, a beggar that's a perfect from tzitzis, which is rather shocking, it would be okay to wear it and it wouldn't be a problem with kilayim. Right? Because, after all, it's all called tzitzis. Okay? Very good.
So, is this where we get the shear for the baggage that we
brought? Yeah, we'll talk about it.